Verse 30. And Yahweh said unto Jehu, because thou hast done well in executing that which is right in my eyes. See, we don't think that's right in his eyes. He's going to destroy them. He's going to destroy the wicked. He's angry with the wicked every day. He's going to destroy them from off the face of the earth. He said that pleased me. I'm pleased with what you've done because I told you to do it. He said, what you have done to the house of Ahab, according to all that was in mine heart. Now that's what Yahweh said. That's in his heart. Oh, I know he doesn't take any pleasure in the death of the wicked. That's why he says to the righteous man, you warn the wicked. You warn the righteous. You tell the righteous if they turn, I'm going to lay a stumbling block before them. And they're not getting back. Don't tell me this wicked world is getting back. Some of the sad things I hear. I don't rejoice in it because the love of Yahweh rejoice not in iniquity. I don't want to hear it. I really don't. Because I don't want it to trouble my soul. I don't want to question Yahweh. I know what he's doing. I believe that all things, when a man truly loves him, all things will work for the good of them that truly love him. And we got to call according to the purpose. And the purpose is to exalt him and to lift him up. And for Messiah, he came to reveal the profoundness of this name. So many gods today. So many. And don't tell me that there's a oneness with the God of the apostolics and the God of the first apostolics. Because you have to do it a certain way. One said it has to be done the Lord Jesus Christ. Other one said Jesus Christ. Other one said it must be done the Lord Jesus Christ of the Nazarene. They have got all their foolish doctrines. It doesn't produce any kind of life. The folks are dead. There's no life in them. Then their religious traditions and they're filled with their traditions. That's the fervor for the things of Yahweh. There is no prostrating before him. And that's just the truth. I don't care what the pagan says. We cry out unto him with a pure heart. Man hath breath and you're appreciative of the breath he's given unto you. And look at the profoundness of the book of Revelation. I want to read a few scriptures from there. You can see that that's all it really talks about. Worship. Worshiping Yahweh. That's all. That's the whole key thing. Oh, I understand the very profound woes that are there. But the emphasis is on the worshiping of Almighty Yahweh. These men that think that they're literally seeing and discerning, they're not discerning anything. They rehash the same old, what they call revelations. They're trying to find something that they can identify and say that this is reveal in Revelation, and they have nothing. Johanna was there on that Isle of Patmos for the revealing of the profound truth of Messiah. And these men today don't know him. They know what religion is, but they don't know him. They know what kind of foul spirit there is, but they don't know him. He said, according to that was all in my heart, the children, thy children of the fourth generation shall sit on the throne of Israel. Verse 31 now, and this is the way this religious world is. This is the way we are. It says, but Jehu took heed. He took no heed. He tells us to take heed. Take heed. We need to know them that labor among us. We need to know those that have the power to rule the spirit of Yahweh. To instruct that. Men today don't want that. He said, but Jehu took no heed to walk in the law of Yahweh, of Israel, with what? So you got to give him all your heart. For he departed not from the sins of Jeroboam, which made Israel to sin. This is a nation and a generation that says, I love him. But they don't truly love him. They love their sins. They love their corruption. They love their sons and daughters more than they love him. We must love Yahweh with all our heart, soul, mind, and all of our strength. Everything that is in us. We love him. And then we love our neighbors as we love ourselves. No, he didn't tell you to love your son or your daughter more than you love anyone else. He said you love your neighbor as you love yourself. It's one thing about the love of Yahweh's parity there. And yet you will love your sons and daughters more than you love my son or daughter. Because you think highly of yours, even in their sins. Even in their wickedness, you really think highly of yours. That's wickedness. And that's why he said, love your neighbor as you love yourself. First of all, hear Israel, hear the commandments of Yahweh. That is the first commandment, to hear Yahweh. To hear what he says. And then when you hear what he says, then you can love him. And then you can love your neighbor. And then when you begin to walk in that realm, then upon them hinges all the law of Yahweh. You won't do him wrong. Because if you do him wrong, then you're going to do your neighbor wrong. And that's the truth. You're going to esteem him highly. And if you truly love yourself, then you're going to love your neighbor like you love you. And if you would not do yourself wrong, how many of you are going to take a hammer and begin to beat your knuckles, lay your hand out and begin to beat your fingertips? You're going to do that? No, you're not going to do that. Then why would you do a brother or sister like that? Why would you despise a brother or sister? Because you think very highly of yourself. That's the reason why. I tell you what, how many of y'all will lay your little baby's hand down and begin to beat that with a hammer? And yet you have disregard for some other's child. You tell me that's the love of Yahweh, that's your perverted, fleshly, carnal emotions. Has nothing to do with no love. It's not Yahweh. No, whatever. You love a thing more than you love him? Folks prefer a ball game over him? Can't be. I want to read a few scriptures before Elder Richardson comments. Elder Jones, I do want to give them time. But I also want to honor them because I know they want to get back to their service. And we certainly do honor them for coming and being with us today. Hallelujah. I want to read this from scripture. It says in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. Revelation 14, verse 6. Johannes says, and I saw a malach, an angel, fly in the midst of the heaven. And this is what he had. Now listen. Having the everlasting message or truth to preach. To who? To them that dwell on the earth. To who? And to every nation, and to every kindred, tongue, and people. Is that what Messiah commanded the apostles? You go to every nation teaching them, baptizing in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Ruach, because the Son has the Father's name. And how is it that Peter did something totally different? He did not do anything differently. He baptized them in the name of Yahweh, for in that name is the hope of the Messiah. That's not the name given where there's the hope of a Messiah, the anointing of Yahweh, but in that name, Yahweh. And again, what's your religious spirit tell you? You must be baptized in that name. That's it. You must be baptized in that name. That's what he said. Baptize them in the name. In that name. He said, do what I command you. These things. And he said, lo, I'm with you. Even unto the end of the earth. He said, I'm with you. So he's not with this generation because they don't do what he tells them to do. They will not do what he tells them to do. He's not with this generation. That's how he's with them. You must be baptized in the name of the Father. And so the apostolic say, when we baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, then that must be the Father's name. It has to be. It must be. And we baptize in Jesus Christ, and the Father's name must be Jesus Christ. It has to be. You can say what you want to. The Father has to, and he has a name. You can reject that, but he has a name. And it's not Lord, and it's not God, and it certainly isn't Jesus Christ. No, I'm telling you that. His name is Yahweh. Yahweh. That is. And he is angry over his name. He gets furious about his name. He does. That's why he's angry with the wicked every day. The wicked nation. They will exalt every name. Don't tell me that's what this world consists of, names. You got a name for everything. For your dog. Cat, I got two dogs over there. Are they not dogs? Are they not dogs? Are those dogs over there? And they both have names. Shaka and Dusty. But they have names. When I call old Shaka, he knows his name. And Dusty as well. So everything has a name but this Creator. He is just this elusive thing we call Lord or God. Lies. Lies from the pit of darkness. His name is Yahweh. He's not going to change his name for you. So your heart saw this Moloch flying with this or this messenger of Yahweh, this spirit to reveal this message to all tongues. Because in every language, every tongue, it can be only enunciated one way. Yahweh. Yahweh. Whether it's in Japan or China. Yahweh. Yahweh. No other way. And so this is the everlasting message. Why? Because his name is an everlasting. He said his name is everlasting. And so that is the everlasting message. His name is the big salt because everything in his name you find salvation only in his name. I don't care what you think. Makes no difference at all. He says in verse 7, say with a loud voice. Not only says in the King James, what he says that fear what? Fear what? Fear Yahweh. You know what the fear of Yahweh is? To hate evil. To hate your evil ways and arrogance. And your forward mouth. That's the fear of Yahweh. To hate evil pride. Evil ways, arrogance, your forward mouth. You speak in your spirit and you ought to keep your mouth shut. You don't hate that. He said, first of all, fear Yahweh. And this is a generation that has no fear of Yahweh. They don't even fear their gods. They tell them what to do. He said, and give what honor, glory, give exaltation unto him. For the hour of his judgment is come. And worship him that made what? Worship who? Him. You exalt him. For he made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of water. The scripture says, and there have fallen another Moloch, and Babylon has fallen. This whore spirit, this religious harlot. She has no strength. Her strength is in the multiplication of people. That's why this Roman Catholic harlot, she loves the multiplication of those in poverty and steeped in poverty and sin. Say, have babies, produce babies. That's not what Yahweh wants. They're gathering them for Moloch and Molcham and Ashtaroth for the fire of darkness. So she tells them to have babies. Just produce them. Have them. Little brothers, I was reading there in Africa, southern part of Zimbabwe, so poor. She makes $3.50 a week. Her babies are starving. She got 6 children. How do you feed someone on that? And they hold fast to their rituals and their traditions. They pray to their gods, their pagan gods that they've made. You do the same thing. You made your sons and your daughters to be admired, to be esteemed, because you esteem them. You made your homes and your cars and your things. They went that way in the first beginning of the assembly of the saints of Yahweh. They showed everything they had and they brought it to the feet of the disciples, the apostles, and distribution was made. No one was lacking. You go to these whorehouses, everyone's lacking. They can't give. They can't give nothing at all. Why? Because they're taking it all to serve their God. They have a master and they're serving their master. Nobody can serve two masters. And Yahweh never intended for the saints to do that. I'm telling you this, saints. He never intended for us to be bound unto jobs, to be bound unto a master. He never intended for that. That's why I intended his people to come together and we take our resources. We can take care of each other. You can't be selfish like that. Me and mine, you're going to die. You're going to leave this realm. And as the evangelist always say, you've never seen a hearse follow one to the graveyard. I want to build me a memorial unto him. I want to be like Hezekiah. But he went out and cried that he had a memorial that Yahweh remembered him. He said, Isaiah, y'all, you go back and tell him he's not going to die, but he shall live. I'm going to act. That's what I want. I don't care about no epitaph on no tombstone. That doesn't mean a nicker's what the Hulk said. That's the truth. Verse 8, he said, and there followed another Moloch. Babylon has fallen, the great city. Well, what city is that? Well, are we not supposed to be a city that sit upon a hill? That the light of his wonderful power should shine from us? And this religious city, she's falling. this power of this Catholicism, this pagan, this Roman worship, this Greek worship. That's why much in the King James and many of the texts today, they have this Greek type of rendition. I almost despise the language. Don't tell me those apostles wrote in Greek. Don't tell me they, because they could not even speak it. They wrote in Aramaic, Syriac. That's what they wrote in, and they didn't call him Jesus. They didn't call him Lord. You, when Paul was on that road to Damascus to wake those saints, he had heard that they were using that name Yahweh. And Paul sure was a zealot. He said, you fools are not going to use that. And he said, I'm going to take you down. He had watched old Stephen stoned to death, calling on Yahweh. And that irked old Saul. He saw him as he cried unto the Father. He said, forgive them, Yahweh, for they know not what they're doing. They don't even know. And so he was on his way to Damascus. And all of a sudden, this thunder from the glory of Yahweh's kingdom. In a Hebrew tongue. When Yahweh revealed that to me, I knew he spoke in a Hebrew tongue. Saul, why thou persecuted thou me? He didn't speak in a Greek tongue. Paul Saul spoke 13 languages. Why not in one of those dialects? He spoke in Hebrew. You know, Saul would know that this is the power of Yahweh. That's why he went. He didn't care about them using Adonai, Lord. He didn't care about that. That was no problem to him. But he had heard about these that called themselves the elect of Yah. And they were using that name that was forbidden by the tradition. And he said, you're not going to do it. Give me permission. I will take them out. And he went because of that. That's why he went. That's what Saul taught his brother. He said, I'm going to take them all out. Destroy the faith. Put it in my hand. If you're in heart, are going to call him by name. Yahweh. Yahweh. I like to say it like that too. Now you say, this is the way I preach all the time, alright? It's just Pastor Roberts. I like to say it like that. Yahweh. 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 And in that name is where the anointing is, saints. It's in Yahweh's name. It's in His name. That's where the oil flows, in that name. It doesn't flow in any other name, but in the name of Almighty Yahweh. That's where the oil, and that's where our fullness comes from, in that name. In that name. It's not in this name, Jesus. And these pagan whorehouses tomorrow, they will establish every kind of ritual. You watch right out tomorrow and see. You will see them in a gala. One more scripture before I close. I want to read this. We'll read one more verse. Revelation 11:14. Now the second will pass, and behold, the third cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there was a great voice in heaven, saying, the kingdoms of this world are become kingdoms for the kingdom of our Yahweh, and of His anointed one, Messiah. And he shall reign forever and ever. And it said, and the four of the 20 elders which sat before Yahweh on their seat fell upon their face and they worship. What it says in that King James? They worship Yahweh. Is that not what it says? Shall we give thanks? We give thee thanks, O Yahweh, El Shaddai, which art was and to come, because thou hast taken to thee thy great power and hast reigned. And the nations were angry, and thy wrath is come, and the time of the dead, and they shall be judged, and that thou shouldest give reward unto thy servants the prophets, and to the saints, and to them that fear what? That fear what? Amen. Fear thy name, small and great, and should it destroy them, which destroy the earth. We will have to fear His name. You hear that name, you have to fear it. And that's just it. We must fear the name of Yahweh.
For his name is an everlasting name. It is a name of eternity. Messiah's name, I believe he will have a new name. But the name of Yahweh is the same, because it will not mean the salvation of Yahweh. It could mean his beauty, his honor, his fullness, the finished works. I don't know what it means or what it will be. But it won't be that. May Yahweh give you strength today and peace. Because your heart to understand with thoroughness his word and what he says. Because we're going to need that in this hour. We truly are saints. We're going to need his truth. And you shall, if ye continue in my word, ye are my disciplined ones indeed. And ye shall know the truth. And the truth creates or make you free. That's what makes you free, the truth. Not religious jargon, what we've been taught all of our lives. It has brought us into captivity and darkness and sin. Say what you want to. It has made you self-righteous to make you think you're somebody and something, and you're nothing but a clunk of clay. Every rich, poor man, they all go the same way. We're the grave. And your righteousness is just like any other ones. It's just like filthy rags. It doesn't mean anything before Yahweh. It's only his righteousness. And that's only one righteousness. And that is his truth. And it may dwell in our hearts. May he bless you. May he keep you all. Again, I want to say we bless you always for all the riches. And the saints there. Elderly mothers, good to see them. Elder Jones there, good to see you all. I met them a couple weeks ago, and I'm very grateful unto Yahweh. They were able to come. We hope that Yahweh will bless us with great fellowship, friendship one with the other. I said to Elder Richards, we can look for things that we disagree on. That's no problem. That's no problem now. I can say some things he may say, whoa, now. That's not the issue. It's that we endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit. See, that's the most important thing. These perverts today don't want to do that. Because they're trying to establish themselves. Nothing about me needs to be established. Nothing. I'm nothing. I am a nothing. I tell you that. Because I'm nothing, he's everything. Because he makes everything. He did a wonderful job when he made you, didn't he? They don't tell me that ain't profound. He took some old dirt out of the ground and says, put a little spit up, and he made man. Now, if you think that's tough, then he said to him, I'm going to put you to sleep. And he didn't use no cocaine or no quinine. He just said sleep. Huh? He would give his beloved rest. So he gave Adam a little rest. And he took a rib from him and said, I'll give you some. I'll make you a whole man. That's all right. But now you express something to me. You talking about one of the seven wonders of the creation. You tell me something, one of the seven wonders of the world. The raggedy walls in China. The gardens of Babylon, that they call them seven wonders. Now they're faded, they're crumbling. And I call that a wonder. It makes you my wonder. Oh, how wonderful he is. That made us free. Bless you all. Elder, come on and say something to us. And we bless you. We certainly do appreciate that. Speak a word or two to us, can it? Come on up here and speak to us a little bit. I met him when I went down to Mount Krokhan. Of course, we had a wonderful time, and I took Elder Martin back, and we went down to see the elder. I told him I was going to bring him a sheep, and I'm going to do that. Maybe give him a couple of these Guinness around here. I know he'll like that. That Guinness always good to have elderly men that stand for truth, and she always dealt with the elder's heart and brought him to that truth and that confirmation.
We're happy to be here today. And a place I ain't never been before. I've heard talk of it, but I had not got here. Since I got up to your beloved pastor, I got a chance to come. Since the master have blessed me to stay around, 4 score and 6 years, he give me knowledge beyond the average people who are way younger than I am. And I'm glad to see all these blessed young folk in church, especially these young men. You see, most of the place you go to, ain't nobody there hardly but women. And I was in a place and crammed full of women, and I asked some of the the minister, I said, what are the men? I said, I know some of these women got a husband. Say, well, they home or somewhere. So, it not give me consolation to what they ought to be up front, where they're supposed to be. And since they ain't, the women gonna have to carry it on. Cause the men got too careless. Yahshua Messiah placed man first. And after he placed man first, he wants man to stay first. But man got so careless and so unconcerned, and he just don't care about himself and nobody else. But I thank Yahweh how blessed I've been, y'all. These few years I've been around, I've been blessed. I've been blessed, real double blessed. Cause when I come, y'all, it was tough and rough. They sharecropped. And what no sick thing is, men and black folk had no home. They had to live in the other people's houses, and they had holes in the floor. You could count your chickens. They'd come under there to try to stay warm at night. And we have been blessed who had come from some of them places I come from. I come when it was rough and tough, and Yahweh brought me. I didn't know about Yahweh then, but I know who brought me. Yahweh brought me. That man, that other man didn't bring me, y'all. Hallelujah. Yahweh brought me. I might have called on that Lord and that God and that Jesus, but Yahweh brought me. Yahweh brought me. I'm glad about it too, y'all. I feel like going on because Yahweh have brought me. He brought me. I know Yahweh brought me. And I'm going to serve him whatever time more he give me here on this planet. I ain't going to serve nobody but Yahweh. Might keep him up in front in all of my going. Might keep him up front in all of my singing. Might keep Yahweh up front. Cause I know if I keep him up front, y'all, I can make it. I know I can make it. But if I put him on the back, I can't make it. That other man can't help himself. And you know he can't help you. Stand up for Yahweh, y'all. Stand up for him. Hallelujah. 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 Yahweh, stand up for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. Yahweh, hallelujah. 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 Yahweh, hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
A blessing for that. Hallelujah. 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 I do thank Yahweh for that. He sends an old man to speak confirmation to my heart and truth. And this old man's 86 years old. As far as we know that this physical life at one point is going to end, and yet he brings an old man in my presence.
Thank you,
in this stage of my life. He brings a confirmation. I know it's the Father. I know I'm not going wrong. I don't care what man says. It's right. And he has a name. And that is the truth. He can slay me, but I won't deny him. I won't deny that name. Not for mama, daddy. Not for you, not for wife. For anyone. Because it is the truth. As elder, as I talked with him 2 Sundays ago, he was telling me how Yahweh dealt with his heart. He built a little tabernacle there. He told me with his own hands. He built that tabernacle. Yahweh blessed him with these elder brothers. I bless him for that. It was one thing when Yahweh would take the men of ancient out of the house of Israel. So all wisdom and knowledge was lost. We don't have too many men of ancient today. Too many women of ancient. Very few love. Very few have that sincere, pure heart. Very few. And he brings an old man like that. Ah, my heart delights. I rejoice. I rejoice. And I bless him. Now thank him for that. I do. I do. He's always given me a heart for the old ones. Especially old men. I've always loved them. There's an old brother that calls me. He's going to come soon. Elder Funk. He's preaching since 1956. You know where he began? He's an older brother. He lives in Mississippi. And he calls me at a time that I hadn't heard from him. And I called him. The telephone said no one, you know, it was disconnected. So I thought, or elder had gone on. And one night he called me and blessed me. I said, Elder Funk, ah man, where have you been? He said, I just got my telephone number changed. But I'm still here, Elder Roberts. He's going to come and be with us one day soon. I believe in Yahweh for that. If I have to go pick him up. He said, if I come, Elder Roberts, I may not want to leave. I said, well, come on and just stay then. You don't have to leave. You just come on and stay here with us. There's nothing wrong with that. It's an elderly man. It's good to have the elders. It's wonderful. It is. It's good to have them. An old man like that to rejoice in this truth. And that Yahweh gives him a revelation at the latter part of his life. That you know it has to be him. It has to. And all of his years walking a certain way, and all of a sudden Yahweh saying, now this is the light I want you to walk in now. And he doesn't fight against that. I believe you, old man. I believe the witness is for me today. And I won't turn back. I won't do that. For no one. I won't turn back. Yahweh is not the author of confusion. He doesn't confuse us. Where there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. When you fight against him, when you reject what he said because you're evil, and you're fighting, and you're going to get as confused as a befuddled fool. That's it. May Yahweh bless you all. We look forward to our fellowship with the elders and the saints there at Messiah Assembly there in Mount Krahan. I really do on the feast days where you can come. And I say to you, elder, that all of these buildings around here, we brothers, we built them all. Even this little tabernacle, we built everything around here. What we didn't buy, but we built all the buildings. And the faithful brothers, there were those. And as a matter of fact, this house used to be full. We were fellowshipping with a man, and he was such a pervert, and I use that expression. He was raping the young daughters of Zion. And I said, I will not fellowship with that. And so many thought that that was an excuse for them to go back to their sins, and they did. And so when I began to preach in this name, many left me too then. Yahweh thrust them out. I don't care what they say. Because he was not going to let them be a spot in our feast of charity. And that's it. And there,
And there are still those that even question what I do, but they can question all they want to. I won't go back. Ain't no way around this but through that name. And that's the truth. As he brought us into the knowledge of the Shabbats 13 years ago, he brought us into that knowledge. And all the other things, as he began to bring the fullness of his perfection to the hearts of his people. You're not going to reject his name and say you love him. And say you love the name of Lord and God and say Jesus. That's not so. When he opens up that understanding, if he brings you to the present, he said, when you hear my word, harden not your heart as is in the days of provocation. Don't provoke him. When you hear it, you don't get upset with that. You be like the Bereans. You receive it with openness of heart and readiness of mind. Then you go search the scriptures and see if the things I say are the truth. See if they be the truth. And he has a name that is an everlasting name. It hasn't changed. It didn't change in Moshe. It hasn't changed in the day. See, it has a name. Then answer me this. What is the name of that God, as Elder Richard says, not the Old Testament, but under the covenant that he had with Israel? What is his name? Well, he names Ashtaroth, Molech, Molcham. He names all these other gods. What is his name? Is he just like them? He said, if this truth be hidden from you, it is hidden because the God of this world has blinded your eye. So you tell me he's just like, and Shaitan was a cherubim. So you tell me what, if he has a name, and the transliteration has a distorted his name, Shaitan, Satan, basically the same. And yet when it comes to the name of Yahweh, his name has been distorted and cast aside. As I showed Elder Richards, I have one of the original. I have an original copy of the 1611 King James. I have a copy. And right there on one side, you have the 12 tribes of Israel, and you have the 12 apostles. In the middle, you see the name of Yahweh, his name. They knew his name, and they know his name. And that's why Yahweh said, bring them all Baal worship together. I'm going to fill the houses now. Are they not filling the houses tomorrow? They're filling the houses tomorrow. He said, I'm going to destroy every last one of them. He hasn't changed. He's going to destroy them. Why? Because they reject his truth. They reject his name. I had a man said to me that damn name. That's what he said. He's a cursed man. I could have shown you something. I will. Because the scripture said that they're going to blaspheme the name. They're going to blaspheme the name of Yahweh. The name, it says in the King James, the name of God. And they blaspheme the name of God. They say that the Ra'u, the Ru'ah, the Spirit of Yahweh, that's a lie. His name is not that. That's the blasphemy. That is the tilt of blasphemy. That's it. He said, there's no forgiveness for that. And you're going to watch them go into a dark spiral of hell. Their minds are going to be given over to the dark powers of darkness. You're not going to reject his name when he brings you to that truth. If you don't understand, you just say, Father, help me. And if he can cause the little children to understand, he can cause you to understand. Search the scriptures and see whether it's the truth. Search them. I speak the truth. And I lie not. Know them that labor among you. The elder that rules well, he's worth of double honor. Especially they that labor in doctrine and in truth. That's what scripture says. That's what scripture says. It has nothing to do with you or me. What scripture says. And if I don't labor that way, flee. I will flee for my soul. You're going to flee from here and a bear going to grab you. You're going to flee from the bear, then the wolf going to grab you. You're going to flee from the wolf, then the lion's going to grab you. That's what they're doing. They're fleeing in every direction from him. And they have been entrapped by the powers of this earth and this age. And their minds don't even listen to me. Their minds don't even think about Jesus. Don't even think about the Lord. They ain't even captivated with God. They got a little relic, what they have on their pagan Sundays. It's pagan too. It's pagan. And they get together on their pagan Sundays. That's all these, they're harlots. They are paid $100,000 to $200,000. Elder, I've been preaching for many years, and this little seminary, we've been together 20 years probably. I've never taken one salary. I've never taken anything to say, you pay me a salary. Never. Don't need a salary. They can't pay me enough money. And not one of them in here made more money than I made. None of them. Not any of them lived any luscious that I lived. Not one of them. And that's the truth. Not one of you. You didn't make more money than I made. Not any of you. So it certainly isn't the money thing. And I could have bought this land for me. and my wife. And we could have lived here. And had the brothers to put me a fence up around this piece of property. And dug a little pond, had the tabernacle here, and I could live very royal, just opposite me. But that's never been my heart. As a young lad, y'all began to deal with me. As an 8-year-old boy, I remember a young lad, he began to deal with me then. I've never been satisfied, content with the things that I did in the world because I knew they were wrong. I was estranged from the Father. No, I didn't get saved when I was 10. Yahweh didn't deliver me when I was 10. I suffered in the midst of the cauldron of sin until he delivered me as a young man. And even as a young man, he had his hand on me as he began to show me, as he began to deal with my heart, that I took no pleasure or delight in those things that I was doing. I didn't like them. I knew they weren't right, but I had no ability to separate myself from it. But he did. When the knowledge of that truth came in, he delivered me. And he's taken me to different heights and higher heights. As the old saints would say, deeper depths of the richness of his knowledge. This is what we call, this is what they call, quote, the church, unquote. It has not progressed one iota. It is full of harlotry, sin, corruption, wickedness, and witchcraft. It's filled with witchcraft. It is filled with witchcraft. One go to this one, and the other will go to that one, and they all in one family. Now this one go to this whole house, that one go to that whole house, that one go to that whole house, that one go to that whole house, and they have a strength. They say, oh, we love everybody. They are full of lies. They don't love nobody. They don't even love each other. They do not have the ability to love at all. They can't love. You can't love unless you love him first. That's only you're going to love. Who are you loving then? What God are you going to love? Are you going to love one of the 320 million gods of India? And they all are called gods. Which one are you going to love? Who are you going to love? What God are you going to love? What name did Yahshua keep us in? He said, Father, in thy name I've kept them. He didn't keep them in no other name but the Father's name. So tell me the Father's name. Is it Jesus? If the Son's name is Jesus, then the Father's name has to be Jesus. That's it. Period. Period. And I'm still a man of Yahweh. I still have his anointing. It doesn't come by you or your reception of what I say. It comes by him. And he's still Yahweh. Hey, hallelujah. Good to see you back there, Mother Baby. Bless you all. And good to see you. Hallelujah. She was so delighted when I came to the house that day. She was said to the elder, she said, just let him talk a little bit. I said, that's all right. Let the elder talk. What about him talking? She said, let him talk, elder. That's all right, mama. So good to see you all. So good to have you all. We bless you all. And we certainly hope that we can express a warmth of hospitality here for you all and come back and dine with us and fellowship with us. We want that, saints. I believe it's a wonderful thing. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren, to dwell together in unity. We must live with each other in unity. And that is what Yahweh wants us to do. This is a prototypical of the kingdom. We're going to live under his government and his authority. Who is your governor? Who is your ruler? Who is your reigning king? We know this nation is President Bush. Then who is the mighty one? Tell me his name. It can't be Lord. It cannot be. Scripture doesn't even support that. And you are blinded. Well, when you see that in Scripture and you just omit it because of your traditions and your feeling, because I feel this way, they're going to take you to hell. I preached many years. Folks, there are more folks going into doctrine because of emotionalism than false doctrines. Well, I just feel this way. I was saved by Jesus. Salvation belongs unto Yahweh. That's what Scripture said. That name, Yahshua, is salvation. No other name. That's how you pronounce it. Yahshua. To the Hebrew tongue. May Yahweh bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.